Mayor.
74.
Don't forget the heavy vehicle use tax.
That's right. 74 million. Okay, thank you. All right, let's move then to item 1242, which was also pulled from consent.
Authorized price agreements with Centennial School District for the after-school at-risk meal and snack program.
I think this was pulled, Mr. Walsh, because you had a question about it, or you want to speak about it? If I got that right.
Yeah, okay. This is one that I didn't pull.
Okay.
Good morning. My name is Joe Walsh. I represent Individuals for Justice. I'm going to get some egg on my face on this item because of lack of sleep, I think. I left my notes on my desk on this item. But if I recall, and maybe Commissioner Fritz can help me on this, there is a question of about $50,000 that is going to the lunch program and the school.
48, you're right.
Yep. And in that process, the federal government will reimburse us for the money. My suggestion is this. The schools are not doing so well, and they could use our help. Well, it seems to me when I read this, I said, wow, aren't we generous? This is like me buying Lightning a mocha, but somebody else pays for it, and I take the credit. That's what this sounds like to me. It sounds like that you guys are giving the money to the schools, which is a good thing. We're all going to fight for that. But then you get reimbursed. So my suggestion is, why don't you take the reimbursement and give it to the school again? And up the ante, and it'll only cost you about $50,000. And you're getting a 50% discount because the federal government's coming over the hill. My argument here is, don't be cheap. The schools need our help, and we seem to have some problems raising funds. We just had a disaster, in my opinion, of the only thing that went down that really caused me a great deal of problem was 97. So we're going to be strapped for money. This is the bargain. So let me buy Lightning a mocha and let Commissioner Fritz pay for it, and I'll give her the credit.
All right, thank you. So let's, any further discussion about this? Let's take action on it, please.
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
So this is an after-school lunch program. It's done with the Oregon Department of Education. The costs are about $48,000, and we will get reimbursed for $46,000. I'm amused that, or interested that Mr. Walsh is now thinking that $50,000 is not very much, because for most of us it is. And if we need to make cuts next year of 5%, then the Parks Bureau will be looking at a $5 million cut. So even though, yes, it's $50 here, $50,000 here and $50,000 there, this is really important. And it's been a program that we've been doing for some time, and it feeds hungry children. So aye.
If I could just add to that, Commissioner, because I think this is one of the proudest things that the Parks Bureau does. And just go back in time, it was in 2009 that the Parks Bureau asked the following question. They were interacting with a lot of children through our park system in the summer, and it turned out a lot of the children were hungry, and they came from very low-income families, and they didn't have one nutritious meal. So at that time, Emily York, who had a passion for this work, and Nancy Becker, who was a community activist who was working to bring up the nutrition standards in the schools, alerted the city to the fact that there was a federal entitlement program which allowed us to contract with the schools in the summertime to prepare nutritious meals, have it paid for by the federal government, and at no cost to the schools or the community, the Parks Bureau would deliver the food to hungry kids. This is the closest thing to a win-win-win, and I understand now, under Commissioner Fritz's leadership, in this last year, in the summer alone, the Bureau served over 100,000 healthy meals to kids, many of whom rely on this meal as their only nutritious meal during the day. So thank God there's an entitlement program which allows us to do this in partnership, because the Parks Bureau is not a food provider. They don't have the kitchens. Thank God the school districts in the summer are willing to prepare the food so it can be distributed through the summer camp program. And thanks to this council, and I believe both Commissioner Fritz and Commissioner Saltzman played a role in this, we've used general fund money to close the gap so that between when the program would normally end and when the school year begins, this council pays for those meals so kids get those meals. And I will tell you, Mayor, since you've been to a number of those things with Commissioner Fritz and me, what you often see is not just the children showing up for the meal, but they show up with a mom, with a brother and sister, and someone else. There's a huge hunger problem in our community, and we should be proud that the Parks Bureau is helping to address it. Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Hale.
Well, I think it's good that we've had this discussion, and Mr. Walsh, we all use inelegant metaphors sometimes, but of course this isn't like you buying a latte for Lightning and Commissioner Fritz reimbursing you, though I think you're all free to cut that deal out in the hall if you want to, but this is about hungry kids, and I believe this money is coming from the Oregon Department of Education. Its original provenance might be federal. Yeah, so let's hope that one way or another, between a progressive state and a progressive city, that we keep feeding hungry kids, because one of the things that's been shocking to me as mayor, and we've all seen this, is that in a time of, you know, under 4% unemployment and average household incomes going up and actually poverty going down in our city, yay, we still have tens of thousands of kids who show up to school hungry. And so that's why this program is so essential.
And Mayor, just to be clear, it's not a state appropriation.
It's coming through.
It's a pure pass-through,
yeah.
And the genius of this,
yeah,
it is a federal entitlement program. So
right.
If you are eligible, you get the dollars.
Let's hope that will always be true. Aye.
And just to clarify, this program is for the school year. Everything Commissioner Fish said is also true for the summer programs, which we,
yeah,
do lots of fundraising for.
Yeah, it's a good program. So,
again, there's children who are hungry all year.
One way or another, no matter what happens to the federal government, this has to keep getting done.
Who knows anymore?
Yep, let's hope. Okay,